Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The Last Supper. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Restaurant chain content on Ghost Town, but this one might be the most disturbing. Centered around a restaurant I know we haven't covered, the 152 outlet chain known as Marie Callender's. While Callender's reputation is mostly as a sprawling, family-friendly establishment where you can get an assortment of delicious pies, in the late 90s, this local Orange, California-based chain, with just a couple restaurants in Utah, landed some national attention, including being featured on the television shows Jenny Jones and Extra. Why did Marie Callender's get this level of national recognition? Marie Callender's became the restaurant where the members of a notorious cult enjoyed a meal. Their last meal, in fact. Today on Ghost Town, the last meal of the Heaven's Gate cult. The Heaven's Gate cult is such a specific tragedy of the 90s and the burgeoning internet era. Formed in the 70s by Marshall Applewhite and Bonnie Nettles, a Texas music teacher and nurse that he met during a stay in a psychiatric institution, the two found a following called The Crew and settled in Southern California. Though Nettles passed away in 1985, The Crew became incredibly reclusive by the start of the 1990s and started attempting to recruit members online, using the organizational name Higher Source. The cult's philosophy was a mix of bizarre secret alien knowledge and off-brand Christian theology. Applewhite told his followers that he was the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that God was an alien, and that they were living in the end times. They read the Bible a lot, especially Revelation chapter 11 in the New Testament. In Revelation, witnesses would have to battle demons, which Applewhite called, quote, the Luciferians. But then in late March 1997, 39 members wearing black tracksuits and Nikes, including Applewhite, ate applesauce laced with barbiturates and washed it down with vodka. They then put bags over their heads, purple shrouds over their bodies, and laid down to leave their earthly vehicles behind. In their minds, it wasn't a mass suicide, but a freeing of their souls to ascend to a spacecraft flying in the wake of the comet Hale-Bopp, ready to take them to their new home in space. Instead, police found their bodies on March 26th. As the investigation into Heaven's Gate commenced, a new dark detail emerged, that of course their suicide was premeditated, but also that the group had one final meal together before they left the planet. Close to the Heaven's Gate compound in Rancho Santa Fe, California, close to Carlsbad, was a Marie Callender's, which, despite them being fairly reclusive, some of the Heaven's Gate members would stop into every now and again. Just days before their mass suicide, the group made a reservation at the restaurant. The 39 members all came in together and ordered a dinner salad, a comforting turkey pot pie for their entree, and cheesecake for dessert. The group, known to each other as brothers and sisters, washed it all down with iced tea and plenty of fresh-squeezed lemon. Quote, they all ordered the exact same thing, a waiter who served the group recalled. It was set up before they came in. They all had iced teas to drink, dinner salads beforehand with tomato vinegar dressing, turkey pot pie for the entree, cheesecake with blueberries on top for dessert. They seemed very nice, very friendly, very polite. No one seemed depressed at all or anything like that. The Heaven's Gate cult members were, after all, still human. They watched Star Trek together. They loved strawberry crepes for breakfast at a local pancake house, and they looked for work designing worldwide websites. Worldwide websites, at the time. To me, their last dinner speaks to the humanity deep within the group, a devastating and disturbing case that, of course, has been made even larger than life by media. The Marie Callender's at 162 South Rancho Santa Fe Road closed many years ago, but the intersection of the popular chain and a heartbreaking, infamous cult is not an everyday occurrence, and certainly not for the faint of heart.